What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We're back with another live episode. And we're just going to do a continuation of last week's show. This is part two of Rules of Engagement when it comes to dating. And filling in for comedian Loose Cannon is the lovely baby from Buddha and Baby of Sipping and Conversation podcast. Obviously, I ain't Buddha, but this is Baby. Hey. What's happening? What's happening with you?
What's happening, everybody? What's good?
There it is. Boy, she is on as a guest host at the big table. And we got the lovely Cleo Fox in the building, actress, model.
What's up?
And she's getting ready to chop it up with us a little bit later on in the show and get her thoughts on part two of Rules of Engagement when it comes to dating. And last week, we started out with just some simple things about some of the rules that both men and women have when it comes to rules of dating. And some of those rules I thought were petty when it came to it. And some of the pettiness was, I can't date your homegirl. I'm sorry, I can't date you if you've been messing with my homegirl. And then sometimes you got guys that say, hey, I'm not going to date you if you got kids. So what do you think about some of the rules of engagement when it comes to dating?
Well, it's funny because I was just talking with someone about the statute of limitations on dating an ex, you know.
Ooh.
Of your friend.
Right.
Not just an ex, you know, your friend's ex. And, you know, it was just kind of bouncing around. And same thing, the petting. It's like, they off limits, period. Like, but y'all ended horribly, so why is it off limits? Like, you know, you ain't want them.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out myself, because if it wasn't like, you know, fiance type and, you know, the call to the off and all this other mess, then, you know, obviously y'all was just, you know, bumping and grinding, and it just didn't work. So let this brother over here get a shot and see what happens. But you got some women that are petty and be like, nah, you done dated my homegirl, I can't mess with you. And knowing they ain't well and deep in their heart, I really want to be with him. But it's called the girl code. And I think that's what I guess last week called it, was a girl code.
Yeah.
So what are some of your rules of engagement when it comes to dating?
Really, I just want you to treat me right. Now, granted, if you have indeed had interaction with my man, my mate, my ex-mate, I should say, then, you know, we'll discuss that. You know, depend on, because if you're my home girl, we actually friends, I pretty much already know y'all level of involvement. But if we just cool like that, we associate, then it ain't really no issue.
Okay.
We need to talk about it.
So at the end of the day, depending on the level of dating, it's okay to date the home girl or the homeboy, depending on the level.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's maybe about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
So,
they on the market.
So what is the statute of limitation on that? Like, how long y'all got to be broken up before we're like, okay, let me go ahead and slide in, Cletus?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it need to be some years, a couple of years, you know, at least.
A couple of years. But what if I'm ready to get in right now? But what happens if I haven't met you? If I haven't met you, to know that, but then you find out, you know, oh, yeah, that's my homegirl. No, this can't happen. So do the person have to know the other person before it happens, or?
Well, truthfully, like I say, if this is my homegirl, because I don't throw that word around loosely.
Okay.
So if you're my homegirl, I know who you are. And the only way I don't know who you are, y'all creeping. And I still might know who you are. So that means you on the table to be tooken if she ain't told me about you. Y'all just, like you say, bumping and grinding. Y'all just like little hit it and split it. Then let go.
That's it. Just like, oh.
I'm a different kind of person, so, you know.
Ms. Cleo Fox, rules of engagement when it comes to dating. What are some of your rules when you first start out dating? Like, do you just start doing 21 questions, or is it, I'll do it as you go along?
No, I'm real. I like to be, what you see is what you get, you know. Let's be real. I don't have time to waste. I'm kind of more like an all or nothing person.
Okay.
So I'm not really, you know, into just dating and messing around. It's kind of like, you know, be decisive, because I am typically.
So what are some of the rules that you set? And once you set those rules, are you, is there room for breaking of the rules? Exceptions, I should say.
Well, it depends. It depends on the connection and other things that might balance that. But, you know, I would say most likely.
So tell me, just maybe like one or two rules. What are one or two rules that you have, but you're willing to give an exception to?
I'm kind of strict. I'm kind of strict. But previously, I think it's been on if someone is maybe going through a divorce, you know, it's kind of like, oh, they're going through a divorce, but you don't really ever know how connected people are when they're going through a divorce because they just act more out of anger. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to read, but definitely men that are going through divorces. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So tonight's question that we talked about, you've seen it on Facebook most of the time. Baby, go ahead and just read two of them, some of the, actually the question of the night. And then that way we can go ahead and just dive into it.
All right. So the question is, does having sex with a person you're dating put you in an exclusive relationship?
Well, I'm going to say this. It doesn't. However, you do got females that get in their feelings. If the eggplant is being penetrated correctly, y'all go together. Simply as that. But if there's nothing established in the beginning as far as that communication, like what you're looking for and all this other stuff, and it just kick off because you like him, she like you, and y'all just, you know, coasting it, whatever, and y'all end up Netflix chilling, and next thing you know, you having a good time riding and sliding, and yeah, and you want to go ahead and go out with Susie Bell or whoever. Now she getting mad. Does she have a right to get mad?
Cleo? I think it really just depends on the relationship because, I don't know. I mean, obviously, that's why if you're like that, then if you care about that person enough, then you need to, like, communicate about your feelings and about moving forward and about what you really want. If you want a relationship, you should be saying that from the jump, you know, so that person knows, okay, you know.
So how does that conversation start? I mean, typically, I mean, you don't come out and be like, you know, hey, what are you looking for? It's usually you just vibe with that person and you just, hey, I'm going to give you my number. Hey, what you doing? You want to go to such and such? Okay, all right, cool. And you just have casual conversation, but that never comes up, right?
That's why you play 21 questions. You ask everything you need to know. And, you know, I kind of have a checklist.
Jerry?
At this point.
I'm gonna go to my manager real quick because he over here cheesing like the cat in Addison Wonderland.
What's your question?
Oh, so, baby, want to read the question again?
Okay, so the question is, does having sex with a person you're dating, put you in an exclusive relationship?
The word dating is the problem.
How so?
It depends on your culture.
Okay.
I'm in my 40s, so when we used to hear dating in the black community, it was, oh, that's my girlfriend. You can't talk to her.
Mm.
But also knowing other races, dating meant Friday night, I'm going to date Susie. Saturday night, Lisa and I going out to the party. Sunday, all of us might kick it.
Uh-oh.
It truly depends on who you are and what your morals are. Because if you start messing with someone, you may be that person that wants to be in that relationship, and it's the opposite. Because you may be the one feeling that you need to be in an exclusive relationship, and that person may not feel you.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to Baby on this one. Why does it, when a female tends to get upset when, hey, Friday night I'm going to hang out with Susie, or Saturday night you can't come over because I'm hanging out with Lisa. If none of that's been established at the beginning and you are going to gain old boy the booty, why they get upset?
We live in this in a time where people are selfish and territorial. And they really, like I said earlier about using terms loosely, you have to be very meticulous in the words that you use and be clear and concise. So when you're saying dating, because when you think about the definition of it, it basically means going out on several outings to get to know the person.
Okay.
That's what dating is. So if we're dating and we just so happen have a little love session, okay. I mean, you know, not that I'm trying to be out there loose in the world, but right. and throwing it around, but that's what we doing. We dating, we getting to know each other. Now, giving up the goods is not necessarily getting to know the person, but hey, I'm 43 years old, and people think like me, like, you know, hey, we grown, we feeling each other. Let's do it.
Let's get it in. just like that. So, Cleo, what does the term, I'm not with nobody, but I'm talking to somebody, what the hell does that mean?
I think that's actually, like, the new generation's definition of dating. Like, you guys are messing around. Just messing around, really. That's what I feel like.
So is it like an exclusive thing, or is it? Because I know sometimes guys
can
get sensitive too with that.
I think that's also like I'm getting to know a person, but yeah, I don't like that term.
Yeah, we go together, but I'm just talking to him. I can do whatever. We can do whatever we want to do, but you know, I'm just talking to him. He has my attention right now, but I can go out with Jack on tomorrow night. You better not get mad either.
Then I think it's really about standards at that point, because I mean, you got to realize, you know, when you're sleeping with somebody, what you're really exchanging. And so I don't know, I think you got to have some standards, really.
Okay, it makes perfect sense. So so we have Miss Cleo Fox in the building, and she's our actress and model that's joining us tonight. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Definitely. I mean, we actually, you know, the funny part is I met her a couple weeks ago at the red carpet event for the Orlando Urban Film Festival. And, you know, she walking around with an afro and this, you know, aphrodisiac-looking outfit. And just, I'm like, wow, okay, she's very vibrant. And I heard the name. Yeah, I'm Cleo Fox. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. That name sounds familiar. And it hit me. I was like, wait a minute. I think she on my Facebook list, my friends list. And lo and behold, there that we friends. How many times had that happened where you run into somebody on your Facebook friend list and you didn't even know y'all was friends? That's one thing happened to us. So thank you for coming on the show. I told we were going to have you on the show, and it was very interesting conversation behind the scenes. So, how's it been as a African-American actress / model in, you know, today's society when it comes to, you know, being an actress?
Well, I don't know. I think everybody's, like, artist career in general is pretty, like, it's a personal kind of journey. So for me, I have noticed I've lived in certain places where they have more roles for Caucasian or Latina women. And I don't really pay attention to that. I kind of just focus on what I do have and not really what I don't, you know. And, you know, I think there's enough roles that I qualify for at the pace that I'm evolving as an actress. So,
okay. Well, one thing I do want to touch on is, you know, how much as a female actor do you feel like you have to flirt or just simply just do some things to get the role that you're looking for?
I don't think flirting is smart. I think what you later find after flirting, you know, all the time is that you don't want everybody to want you in that way. So I think being charming should be something maybe you kind of want to have. But I think that's kind of natural, you know. But flirting, yeah, it kind of leads to doors you're not trying to open.
So where do you draw the line when you feel that your flirtatiousness, if that's even a word, which is going to be a word tonight, you have to draw the line like, okay, I think I did too much because now they think I'm this type of person, especially being, you know, an African-American woman with big hair.
True. Yeah, and I'm a Scorpio, so.
Oh.
Well, I just got that energy.
Lord Jesus.
You know, I think it's ultimately, I don't think being an African-American woman with a big hair really makes you, like, flirtatious. I think that just means for me that, you know, I just have to be more articulate, if anything. And, you know, just try to stay professional, not, you know, I can kind of feel the energy, like, okay, how far I can go with someone as far as my humor or whatever.
So speaking of, you know, the big hair, you know, has that ever played a role in getting you a gig? Because sometimes it's like, okay, I love your hair. It's fabulous, but we're looking for a black woman that has this type of hair. Can you do something with that? How do you, like, deal with that? Or have you ever dealt with that?
I have. I really don't like the idea of me having to wear straight hair. But I've done it for a role just because, you know, at first when I started acting, I really was like, you know, no, like, professional women can have dreads, they can have fros, all that. But now I'm kind of, like, writing myself, so I see a director's perspective. Like, if that just looks better in his mind as far as the character, then you can't really argue with that. So it's just, you got to braid it down and put a wig on.
So, last thing before we go to commercial break. You got a documentary that's coming out.
In years.
It's coming out. So let's go ahead and speak into existence. And it's called Married Men, or a married man. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we're gonna talk about exactly what that means and what inspired you to want to write a documentary called Married Men. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
DJ Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food. Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 Forest City Road inside the Cinco gas station. That's at the corner of Forest City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show, that Big Rich sent you, they're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. It's your turn.
Relationships are about love and respect, not about hitting or hurting. If you or someone you know is in danger, get help. And let's break the silence. Call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. The TJ Chapman Show cares.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We just had to pay some bills real quick. And we are here with the lovely and talented and beautiful Cleo Fox.
Well, thank you.
Now, my co-host wanted to ask you a few questions regarding the big hair.
Okay.
Well, you know, you're very attractive, right? So, and
you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
And you know, being an actress and modeling, I'm just curious, have you been approached inappropriately? And how did you handle that?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been approached, like, you know, it's funny. As far as my career, I haven't really had that much problems. A lot of, you know, artists and creative people like it. Actually, it's really, I would say, if anybody's rubbed me wrong, it's more so family. Just kind of not wanting what I found out, kind of like the attention, because it does draw a lot of attention. And not everybody really likes that, or, you know.
So when you talk about family, sometimes family is the biggest critics in the world, and they don't understand what you're doing. What are just some of the things that they didn't like what you were doing?
It's me wearing my fro.
Just like, what issues did they have with it?
The fact that it draws a lot of attention. And, I mean, I don't want to say they're necessarily, like, jealous or anything. But, I mean, I kind of was, I'm like the black sheep. So you don't really expect the black sheep to get a lot of attention.
Makes sense. So let's talk about this documentary, Married Men. What inspired that?
Oh, well, okay, I'll be frank because,
I'll be John.
Well, in my later or in my past years, I was an exotic dancer. But I was very rare because I didn't drink and I didn't do drugs. So I was very sober. I started dancing because I taught pole dancing classes, so it was just like a situation where, okay, I'm talented at this, I can easily make money and not be on a schedule and start my acting career.
Okay.
So, like I said, I stayed very sober, and what you find when you work there is that there are men who don't necessarily want to be, like, seduced. They actually want to have a conversation. They're going through something or a divorce or anything. They lost their business. And so when you're the sober person, you know, that's what you attract. And typically you end up being like a therapist in a thong.
Oh, therapist in a thong.
Amen.
Amen. And I can just imagine a therapist in a thong.
Okay.
Now, all right, so when... Now, has it only been just...
Okay.
Now, has it only been married men that you've given, you know, advice to? Have there been women also who see you as a therapist in a thong?
Ooh, not really. I'm not really their taste. So that's just my selection, but...
So in this documentary, what is it that you plan on sharing to the world?
Okay, I plan on sharing to the world, you know, I think people really don't realize just among the generations and generations that, and I kind of want to specify on black people because I think we lost a lot of our, I mean, it seems like everybody's grandparents were so happy and everything, but at the same time, you know, people get married for the wrong reasons. And it seems like women then were kind of more conformed to stay. So now we have this generation of women, you know, in the 20s that basically, in their 20s, that basically are very liberated. They can do whatever they want. They can have, they can date three men at the same time, and they're not really...
Jesus.
Seriously, and they're not really class, or that you can see them with a different man every week, and they're not, you know, bashed like it was before. So I think what I'm really going to go in on is I've seen a trend of women like in their 40s and in their 50s kind of like being influenced by the younger generation about, you know, being liberated, being free. You know, I can see another guy if I want to, and I can have two boyfriends if I want to and not be called a whore. So I think what I've noticed is that a lot of men in their 40s and 50s who have wives their age have been getting divorces, and it's really the women, like, I want to go test the waters, you know?
Oh, my. Elaborate just a little bit about that one.
Well, I've just met a lot of men going through divorces that
they can't slang it no more? Or is it that you don't give enough energy?
Well, I don't know that. I think it's just you see these young women and they're fearless. They are shameless. And it's a little bit, it can kind of be like, okay, you all over the place. But it's a little bit liberating. Like, you know, maybe your husband is in the strip club all the time anyway looking at young chicks.
Well, last week we had to, you know, when we get up to our chocolate here in a moment, it's an update from last week. And last week we had a listener who chimed in and wrote to us and said that her husband was 37 years old. She's 30. And they've gone sexless for about a year and some change. And she thinks that, you know, he doesn't find her attractive. He's always busy, all this other stuff. So at this point, we talked about sometimes men and women have different time frames when it comes to sex. Like when men are younger, they want to hunch like jackrabbits. Yeah, I said the word hunch. But so, and then as a woman gets into like her 30s or so, that's when they reach their sexual peak to a sense where now they want to start hunching like jackrabbits. And the guy at this point is deciding, hey, you know, I don't see sex like that anymore. So, I mean, it's like you got to, I think AD said it last week, you have to, matter of fact, I got him on the line. I know what he said. AD, I'm a chime you in, brother. What was the word you said last week about what we, you know, what women have to do to our minds at a particular age and time? I think we still got AD. I think we do. Uh-oh. No, we don't. Oh, there you go. Had him on mute. You there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there it is right there. Okay, we got you now. So last week, you know, we talked about, you know, how men at a certain age get to a point where you have to do, you know, something more than just have sex with us. What was the thing that you mentioned last week that women have to do to us in order to lead up to that?
Pretty much just said romance. You know, a lot of people want to just be focused on the physical, in a sense, but a lot of those things that lead up to the big boom is just the, you know, the small things.
The busting of the nut on the face, right? I mean, oh, forehead. My. I ain't say it. I mean, that's what was said last week.
You know, before that, obviously, rather if it's just asking us about our day, you know, help us, you know, untie, tie, type stuff. I mean, just some small things that lead up from an emotional sense to make, you know, the connection a little bit more great versus just good.
Right. And so last week, you know, she wrote in, and her issue last week was she's been sexless for a year, and she didn't know what was going on. And one thing that she did that most of our listeners don't do is she wrote in before she committed an act. Most of the time, they write in the show and they done committed that. Oh, I did this. Was I wrong for doing it? Yeah. So this time she wrote in, this person, and said, I'm thinking about cheating because my husband ain't giving me the dang-a-lang. So, and here's why. What should I do? Should I cheat? Should I talk to him? Should I do whatever? So we gave her some advice, you know, the whole crew here. And so she gave us an update. So, AD, go on and give us this update, my brother.
All right. So, just a little, you know, refresher. 30-year-old female from Houston, H-Town, Texas. So she writes, Hey, TJ, first of all, I appreciate all the feedback that you and the crew provided on last week's show. I felt that I needed to give you all an update as to what I did do. After listening to the show, I'm not sure who said it, but someone said that my husband may be gay, and if he can go a year without sex with my fine ass. Now, I did some research, and I went through his phone while he was sleeping and saw some text messages from a dude saying, quote, "The next time you are in Dallas, give me a call. I really enjoyed your hugs and your warm embrace, and I'd like to explore more with you," end quote. Now, I thought about questioning him, but decided not to, only because he does provide for me and the family. However, I did decide to have sex with the guy I've been holding on to. I told the guy what my husband had been doing, and he was cool with it. I only am having sex with him when I call him. My question to you is it better to just keep things the way that they are and enjoy the things that they are that come with it, aka the benefits, or should I take a risk of blasting my husband knowing I just cheated on him as well? TJ and the crew, I'm confused now. What should I do?
Well, Jerry, I'm going to go to you first, sir. First of all, she done did what she wanted to do anyway. She knew she wanted to do that. You know, she ain't giving no details about, you know, if he replied to the text or if, what the name of the person in the phone was, because I know some, you know, Alex and Alex can be men, female. Sam can be Sam, female.
True.
Female, male.
That's true.
So she don't indicate any of that. So she used that as leverage to say, you know, I really wanted to do it. I just needed to find an excuse to do it. Now, I'm not speculating, but it seemed to me that the name probably can go both ways as a male or female, because if it's Harold, then that ain't no excuse for you. So, Jerry, shed some light on this situation, please, sir.
As Eddie read, I'm looking back over the letter myself. The thing that sticks out on me, what she discovered when she went through the phone, was the end of it. It said, explore more of you. It came in and says hugs and embraces. So they dapped up, whatever. No, so no, I'm listening. Right. Hold on, TJ. Cause see, you already said that it could have been a name. She did not give us all details. And from my standpoint, if she's gonna be transparent, she needs to be transparent about everything. Was there a response? What was the response? Or did she just jump on that in that car, make that call, and go do what she wanted to do?
Ma'am, I hope you're listening, ma'am. Go ahead.
Because you always have to wait for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
That shoe is still up there. She still does not know if her actions have been justified as a revenge tactic or get back at him tactic or just relieve myself tactic.
I just want to know what the response was after he got that.
Exactly. That needs to be the third update.
That's what she ain't say.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. She read, there was some feedback in that. That's why she went and did what she did.
Oh,
She just didn't tell it all.
Yeah, that's
it's got. It's
we
got,
don't
it,
just
it,
do nothing
that's
that
true.
Ain't calculated.
So it goes back to what Jerry said. I want to know.
She seen what she wanted to see.
Ooh. It might have been some pishes. Pishes.
Pishes.
Some pishes might have been in there.
Well, since you're talking, baby, go ahead and.
I mean, that's the who. You know what I say? Go on and be great. If you're gonna do it, just go be great, and might as well. She didn't necessarily need it. She's been knowing that there's a problem, but of course, you know, it does kind of help you because you got a secured home. You know, you have to weigh your options, like. What's really important, you know, having the sex.
That's what she said in the letter last week. She said she didn't want to break up the happy home.
Right. You don't want to do that, but then you don't want to run the risk also, because it is a time where it could be some foul play out there. So, that's a hard one on me. But, you know, go do you. Have a conversation. But you need to go on and just break the news.
Think so?
Tell it. What difference does it make? He got to know she unhappy. And if he don't, then their marriage is crumbling anyway.
It was already a broke home.
I just think that she saw what she wanted to see so she can go slide down that pole. And for whatever the situation is and whoever the name was, it could have very well been a dude.
But now, if it is a dude,
and I think that's why
she's gonna leave home.
That's why she.
There's too many.
She's leaving home, even if she leave for a couple of weeks to get her thoughts together. She's gonna leave, because no woman is just gonna stay there. And they saw. First of all, he would have got woke up, wham,
just like that,
with the phone. Who is that?
Ooh, like, she didn't disclose that, but it sounded like she looked at him like,
what you been
okay,
doing?
That's confirmation for me alone. Hey, Jose, what you doing? Yeah, I'm coming right.
Alex
I'm coming
is a
right.
woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Embrace, men don't use the
they
word
don't
embrace.
Thank you.
Don't use embrace.
Plain and simple. What's your sign?
Cleo.
I'm an Aries.
It's y'all too. Too much.
Cleo.
For me, it's kind of like a deeper betrayal other than just infidelity, because it's like you weren't honest about what you truly like, you know what I'm saying? So
what, for him or for her?
For him. That's some real betrayal right there.
But does that give her a right to go ahead and slide down the pole even though he did wrong? Not both of y'all wrong.
Everybody needs to go to the doctor, first of all, before anybody slide down any kind of pole.
They need to go to the altar.
You just got to, especially in that kind of situation. I mean, it's not really that many alternatives for men to safely do what they do. So, I mean.
Well.
Nobody got caught up.
Yeah, that's just.
If it was a man, he got caught up. He didn't know he liked the boys. Or maybe when he was back in his days, he.
But you got to say something. That's just not. Or end it.
But she don't want to end it because everything's secure. He take care of home. He take care of the kids. He a good father and all this other stuff. But it's that one. It's that dark side.
Oh, okay. So a dark side.
It's that dark side that's the illness. And we over here saying alimony. Not if you got a prenup.
We can agree to stay together. But we gonna draw a line.
That line has already been drawn.
I'm just
really.
It's been drawn a year ago.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We are talking about this woman who hasn't slept with her man in a year.
Yeah, and she came to us saying,
okay,
you know,
no,
she didn't know what was going on, but she knew she wanted that pole and couldn't get the pole. Every time she grabbed the pole, it was hard, but then when she grabbed it, it went limp. It went whiskey.
I mean, come on now.
So she wanted to find out, okay, hey, what's going on? And, you know, somebody said last week, you know, he might be gay. Some say just, you know, sit on his face, and if that don't get him right, something must be wrong with him. Or Loose Cannon said last week, just take it. So she did some investigational. She did some investigation after that and went through his phone. And I don't know why women do that, but they go through the phone.
Men do it too. Men do it too.
You think so?
You would be damned.
Okay.
Times have changed.
Yeah,
it's a lot more men out here doing what I like to call bitch tendencies.
Ooh.
Bitch
okay,
stuff,
repeat that.
Bitch acidness. Like that's what's happening in the 2019. That is happening more than few.
So what happens? Just to tie it back in to our question, why do females tend to get mad when they already know what the young people call it, what the lick is or what the deal is when I'm trying to holler at you. You know I'm trying to just get some ass, but yet you still give it up and then catch feelings when you see me hollering at Jackie or Susie or Lisa or somebody. Why do women do that? Ladies, y'all can tell me.
I'm just going to say, if you're smart, you don't give up the ass. You'll learn, like, okay, even if you got to suffer, you know, don't do it. And, you know, a lot of them are going to may stray for that, which that's honestly what you should want. Like, don't waste my time. But they always come back. It's that boomerang kind of thing. They always come back because you're, you know, unexplored. So they always, men actually tend to like that, whether they realize it or not.
But some men like to have their cake and eat it too. Ain't ready for the relationship.
That's a challenge.
But you better not, you know, don't you go out there and do nothing. I mean, that's usually the case. That's usually the case some of the time where, you know, hey, you know, I like what we got going on. You know, why we got to mess things up? You know, it's kind of like friends with benefits. You know, I like you, shawty, but, you know, I hope you ain't out there doing anything.
I would say I kind of, luckily, I like who likes me at the same level. That's kind of like my criteria. So, like, you have to like me as much as I like you. And you know, the thing is, there's red flags. You know when someone's not as into you. You know when they are.
But
so just
But
be
women
real.
Tend to ignore it, though. They see the signs. They be like, fuck that sign.
It's a unisex problem.
Truly. Truly.
Yeah.
Men folk are just as territorial as the women.
You done know.
Ooh, Jesus.
It's unisex. So that question is not just female oriented. Females
Please
are going to respond. Yes, but, and the men that they don't realize they got an issue.
AD, your thoughts?
Whoa, so, to answer the question just real quick, yes, you need to go ahead and tell your husband. Let's just be real and confront the situation. You know, let's not act like we kids around here. You know, we ain't 16, 17 years old. I deal with this a lot when, you know, dealing with youth and dealing with young adults when I do speaking engagements and workshops. It's just the mind frame. Okay, you did the act. It is what it is. Based off your curiosity, I think, Anthony Davis, that is, I think you knew something was already going on. I think this here just was the last straw to indicate when you went through the phone for you to probably justify your reason why you wanted to go out. But I think for a whole year, let's just be real, it's a whole bunch of women that are on this phone. There's a thing that you all have that men don't have that's called a women's intuition. I'm sure you probably felt something, sensed something, or realized, and from his body language to the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he moved, the way he picked up that fork at the dinner table, that was different, that was off compared to previous years that you all had been married. And he probably speculated something. Keep in mind, in your letter, she also wrote that he travels a lot.
Oh.
You know, so that could have been an indication of, okay, he's barely home. Yes, he provides. But if he ain't providing literally at home, then where is he taking that loving to? So I'm saying, again, the women's intuition. So, obviously, like they say, cliche, two wrongs don't make it right. But at the end of the day, you want to play this old back and forth game, this seesaw type thing, then hey, get ready for the consequences that's going to come at the end because y'all got kids in between this whole situation. But if you want to go ahead and rectify it, try to figure out what's going on. If he is, regardless if he is gay or not, if he is tiptoeing out on you, then you got to make a decision. If he's not tiptoeing out on you, then therefore you still got to make a decision to try to figure out if y'all really want to work this thing out or not. So many letters we get, and a lot of them for me, again, this is where I'm at standpoint. There are kids involved. When are we gonna wake up and realize as adults, when you have children, ain't about you no more. You know? And the things that we all do, including myself, the decisions that we make our children ends up feeling the effects of it, regardless if we still here on earth or not. And a lot of times we tend not to think about the kids involved long after we've already done the damage. But by that time, it's already too late. And that's how you have and create and start, AKA what we all know it as, generational curse and patterns that takes generations to try to break. So, yeah.
Mm. Wow. Oh, my. So, I know, I'm sure you've probably been on a dating scene before you got married. Have you ever had to face a situation where you were dating, you never told, you know, maybe you have told them, say, hey, I ain't looking for a relationship, or maybe you just coasted with the flow of things and, you know, smashed and dated somebody else in the meantime? Have you ever been faced with a situation where she got mad at you, even though nothing was established?
Yeah, no doubt.
No, and why you think that was?
I think it's just more so just territorial, per se. I ain't gonna lie, I was like that too. Sometimes I think someone just said in the background, it goes both ways, it's a unisex type thing. You know, you kind of want to have you taking either two. It is what it is, possession-wise, but hey, it's a way of life sometimes, in a way of which how you may have maneuvered at that time frame. But once you grow in yourself mentally and know who you are and come to yourself in essence of what you want, what you don't want, what you're going to accept, what you're not going to accept, once you draw that clear line, AKA boundaries, once you have clear cut boundaries and people can't respect that, then it's time for you to kick rocks and keep it moving.
Wow. Well, we're going to pause and we're going to finish this thing up, because next week we're gonna come with part three and the final conclusion of the rules of engagement when it comes to dating, because there's a lot of levels to this thing. It's a lot of levels to it. It starts with the 21 questions, then it starts once you start dating, when you become exclusive, and then next week we're gonna finish it out. So we're gonna pause for real quick, and we're gonna let y'all listen to some smooth music, and we're going to wrap this thing up. So if you need a refill, go get a refill and keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
She gets frustrated and fed up with her man and all his silly hang-ups. You know, a woman wants a man. She don't have no drama behind it, you know. Just somebody like a lover down with no strings attached. And his name is Black Belly.
Tell me what kind of Superman would take you in his bedroom, baby, and hit you with some front, back, and side to side, like Hodge Wallace on a stormy night, and break you off something proper like. Ain't no need for you to perpetrate, cause he will accommodate, and you will appreciate the way he fits you up, down and round and round, in and out and make you scream and shout, shawty, put your flame down, down, down. He ain't your boyfriend, he ain't your husband, just somebody you can call when your body needs a fix. He'll put you in the mix, then you'll hear him asking, what's my name? Say my name's Black Belly. Every woman needs her own Black Belly, a brother she can call when her man ain't doing her right. And kiss you from your earring to your belly chain, then go down a little further, man. Sorry, baby, ain't no shame. Drop the top on his Mercedes Benz, so I let him feel the wind as he hits again and again and again. It's all good, yeah. Because I'm body, body, baby. I'm body, body, baby. He ain't your boyfriend, he ain't your husband. Just somebody you can call when your body. What's my name? Spell my name. Black Belly. Every woman needs her own Black Belly. A brother she can call when her man ain't doing her right. He can work it all night until the morning light. Make her feel right, right, right.
We back. We back, y'all. Man, wow. Now you see why we got to have a part three of this show, because they come in levels. They come in levels. So make sure you guys tune in next week for the final conclusion of Rules of Engagement when it comes to dating. Because at the end of the day, we've all gone through something. And in this case here, with our chocolate letter, ma'am, you need to communicate. Let them know, hey, listen, I understand. You did what you did because of what he did. Two wrongs will make it right. And I think you just need to go ahead and just let him know, hey, babe, listen, I saw your phone. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you did. But I did something too. So let's go ahead and wipe a clean slate and, you know, make amends and just call it a day and see what happens. And as far as our question of the night, women and men, stop being so territorial. If it's not established at the beginning or in the middle or whatever, don't get mad. I can't tell you don't get mad, but I'm telling you, don't get mad. Because if he want to go ahead and have, you know, sex with Lisa on Friday, Julie on Saturday, and mess with you Monday through Thursday, then you need to feel special because you get more days out of the week than he do. So that should tell you something. He working something towards you. So until a person says, I want to be with you, all you guys are friends with benefits. And now once you establish something or you say something of, hey, what are we? And he says, hey, I ain't ready for a relationship. We just friends. Now you got a decision, mate. Still give up them cookies or walk away slowly? Final thoughts, baby.
Everything he said. You can be yourself and walk away. It's okay, because somebody out there wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Cleo?
I'm going to have to agree with baby on that one. You know, like who likes you? People really just have a thing for, like, wanting. Women like to chase sometimes. Men like to chase sometimes. Or if you know somebody is better than you, then, you know. But, yeah.
Jerry?
Be real. Live life. Protect yourself.
AD, final thoughts. 1 minute.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Last thought. 20 seconds.
Final thoughts. Look, just confess up to what it is. Face your husband. Therefore, you can make a decision on what you need to do for you and your family. Period.
Wow. Ma'am, I need you to write back. I know you heard the show. Talk to us. Let us know. Make sure you catch us next week. And for part three, final conclusion of Rules of Engagement, when